This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 5th. God's word for you today is entrepreneur versus intrapreneur. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "And when you come in, shut the door upon you and your sons. Then pour out the oil you have into all those vessels, setting aside each one when it is full." Entrepreneurship may not be for everybody, in the sense that not everybody should leave paid employment and start a business. However, with your personal finance, you must be entrepreneurial. So, with a firm, not everybody is called to be an entrepreneur, but in your personal finance, you must be your own entrepreneur. Where the money you have gotten from your paid employment, your income, goes, you must own it. You must own the process of how it reproduces. You must be on top of your portfolio. You must own your assets. An entrepreneur goes out there and creates things. Some of us are not called to be entrepreneurs. Some of us are called to be intrapreneurs. An entrepreneur is an employee who thinks and acts like an entrepreneur within a business. The truth is, you cannot become the best that God has called you to be without that entrepreneurial spirit. Whether you are on your own or you are serving in another person's business, in fact, your organization will get the best from you, and you will get the best from yourself by being an entrepreneur in that organization. For you to be fully released as a limitless spirit, you have to be an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur. The reason some people go to work and they are frustrated is because they are not released to be entrepreneurs, or they are cut out to be entrepreneurs but are locked down in a 9-to-5. For you to be fully released as a limitless spirit, you have to be an entrepreneur or an intrapreneur. You must be set free. You must unleash your creativity wherever you are serving. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars." This is so huge. You can borrow vessels, but you should not borrow oil. The problem with a lot of us is that not only do we borrow vessels, but we also want to borrow oil. You want to borrow another person's oil. You want to borrow Kim Kardashian oil. You want to borrow Bill Gates oil. No, you can borrow their vessels, but God has given you your oil. You have your own oil. And that is what entrepreneurs do beautifully. They pour their own oil. You need to pour your own oil. Do not try to be somebody else, because at best, you will only be second best. And it is because there are people who know how to copy more than you. God's Favorite House is not trying to be any other church. No, we are God's Favorite House. Unfortunately, I know pastors who are trying to be someone else, another pastor, trying to be another church. It is a waste of time because it is going to be frustrating. Nobody is going to be happy or be the best. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the entrepreneurial spirit and wisdom in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.